From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Issue 490, the Birmingham City edition, of course, for what we refer to clearly as Middlesbrough, the unbeatables. Quite simply, isn't that right, Rob Nichols?
It is right.
The totally unbeatables. Seems like only yesterday that we were last fourth in the championship and then they sacked Gareth Southgate. It's not going to happen this time.
It's not going to happen, definitely. No, don't say that.
2 years ago and the thing's going through. So we said, well, we had launched with issue 89, that an interesting line of results, and we could be quite happy, and I think it's fair to say we're quite happy, aren't we?
We're very happy, actually. I think what we were hoping for was a solid start, and I think we had more than a solid start. We've seen ourselves absolutely hammering teams away from home. Now what we need to do is to bring that back to the Riverside, don't we?
Walsall, victory. Leeds United, victory. Even against nine men, you know. Fair enough. We only had 10 men after a time, so
yes,
there we are.
Did. We did.
And we'll be talking about red cards in the course of this programme. Barnsley, victory. Even though we gave them a goal to start off with.
Even though, absolutely, we scored all the goals.
Sarah, three glorious one, and Marvin Ebner's, well, he just becomes Marvellous Marvin, doesn't he?
He does
really?
Indeed.
Left, right and centre. As indeed the classic sort of catchphrase from Bob Fisher on the front cover of Fly Me to the Moon, can someone draw some dreadlocks on the Borough Goal Machine banner?
Yes.
All sorted through that. Also in the studio, we have Joe Hudson, we have Leslie Furman and Francesca Furman. And we mentioned we were talking about the Red Army setup, but most importantly, M86. Not a new motorway that they're deciding to actually drive through the whole area. No, don't worry about this.
No.
Not going to cause any other routine. But together with Tony Mowbray and voice of the borough, Alistair Brownlee, project director, Alan Spence, you will be there, Rob.
Will, yeah.
On Monday, 2 p.m, August the 22nd, 2011. If you listen to this podcast afterwards, well, you will have been there. It's also out, but you'll be at Ayresom Park Gates at the Riverside Stadium. What's happening?
Well, it's 25 years now since the gates were reopened. It's 25 years since we almost went to the wall through liquidation. We were 37 minutes away from going out of business. So, that, you know, if it hadn't have happened, if that consortium hadn't managed to pull it off at the last minute...
Back then, to Ionopolis again, all over.
Well, absolutely. All that history, that incredible history that we've had in the last 2.5 decades... Well, it wouldn't have happened. What a poorer place we would have been for it as a town and an area. And I think it's quite important to look back to that time and to also look back and share it with the younger generation who probably only known great success, just to say that how close we were to it. Just
to not having any success.
Nothing
whatsoever.
At all. And
exactly.
who would everyone have supported then? You know, it would
Manchester City.
Is that right? Yeah.
I gather there's something else that's taking place this weekend. It's a battle between, I think, the Mackhams and some other sort of magpies. Birmingham City that we tend to look for as the crucial thing. And, of course, the great thing about Birmingham City is they're in Europe, so they're bound to lose in any case. You know, as Tony Mowbray's actually pointed out, that fatigue of playing in the European game on Thursday when he was assistant manager with George Burley at Ipswich, and they also had the European experience.
They did when they'd gone down, hadn't they? That's right, yes. Yeah. And they really, yes, you're right.
Their poor little legs can't take it anymore, so Birmingham, even with Chris Hughton actually in charge, I think might as well just pack in and just hand the 3 points to Portsmouth straight away.
Yeah, don't bother coming.
To work through that. And in fact, actually, had it not been for Portsmouth's equaliser, we would have been the 100%ers as well.
A very late equaliser, but hopefully in some ways that's taught us a lesson, maybe, and maybe that's got out of our system as well. But if you think back to that match that was played in an absolute monsoon conditions... It was an interesting game in many respects, actually, because thinking back, that Portsmouth couldn't actually fill 5 substitutes. And a point that Tony Mowbray made this season, it was the clubs themselves that reduced the subs from 7 to 5 because they can't afford 7 subs anymore. Well, Portsmouth couldn't even afford 5. And why I say can't afford is because they've got to pay an appearance money for each player for going on the bench. So clubs are so strapped for cash that through a season they can't afford to put two young kids on the bench and pay them how much for sitting on the bench.
Exactly, and being paid for sitting on a bench is something that, you know, clearly we need more jobs, you know, to deal with actually sitting on a bench. We'll be finding out from Andrew Glover. Now, one thing I have noticed, Rob, so far, and I've just been looking through the current edition, etc., is I see an absence. I see an absence in Fly Me to the Moon of any Kadeem Hussain material whatsoever.
I've got to admit, he sent a very small poem in very late, and I forgot it. well.
Because I was thinking maybe it's the old it's the old superstitious scenario. So no, don't Kadeem, don't, because they're winning. You know,
they're doing scenario.
We can't. You know, the last time you actually did Season to Remember, we followed it with Season to Forget. You don't want to follow through with that at all. I was just thinking maybe just.
I've got to hold my hands up. I was just finishing off and I saw his email and thought I can't fit it in. No. But when I opened it afterwards, it was only.
There's Coventry City. There's Ipswich Town. There's Leicester City. There's lots of.
There's loads of opportunities. And of course, his book is out this weekend, I think. So, you know, we can plug that.
Exactly. New book. And also letters, because I mean, we have a team here, and we've had three people actually reading out the letters.
Oh, I know, there's nothing to read out.
Bark at the Moon? No. Well, it looks as though we'll actually be on to quiz questions again.
Yes.
That's okay. You know, we'll have quiz questions.
Get your letters coming in, please. Yes.
It's always important. We'll give you the address at the end of the whole prediction to actually work through that. We've also got some very exciting news about Rob's personal best, PB. PB for the Albert Park run. It's great stuff. What was the PB today, Rob?
It was 23 minutes 31 for 5 kilometres. That was because I was trying to keep up with Colin Cooper until he just burned me off. And, you know, obviously ex-footballers are quite fit still.
I just figured it was a case of you were so excited about the fact that you were doing your first ever live Saturday Flourish.
It could be. I wanted to get it back quickly.
It's like you're working on that basis, etc. All this and heaps more coming up. Plus, of course, the red cards. And we'll bring in Joe, Francesca and Leslie after this.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. With Rob Nichols and friends.
If an insurance company representative knocks at your door and tries to get you to accept a cheque following a motor accident, what should you do? Let's ask Charles Ather.
What you should do is be very suspicious. If they're offering payment before you've even made a claim, then I believe they must think your claim is worth far more. Whatever you do, don't sign away your rights.
So if you're approached in this way,
remember, you have a right to choose your own solicitor and get a proper assessment of your claim.
Call Middlesbrough 222 575 or text advice to 81400 now.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245 grams of magnesium.
Hang on, slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right,
that's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and a high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides a perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential, elderly EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long-stay accommodation as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 308 188.
When you're living with cancer, the good days really matter. The day you get some answers about your treatment or about benefits or whatever's on your mind. You can take the first step towards more good days by calling Macmillan Cancer Support. Call 0808 808 0000 or visit macmillan.org.uk.
When you're involved in an accident, it's traumatic. Even if it's not your fault, you have the worry of whether you'll get back your lost earnings, your policy excess, or how your medical bills will be paid. The last thing you need to worry about is who's looking after your compensation claim. So don't let your insurance company pass you on to some faceless department or some faraway call centre or some claims lawyers. Choose proper local solicitors who'll deal with you face to face. Choose the one you know, Ather and Co. Insurers are for cars. Ather and Co. are for people. Call now on 01642 222 575.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
That's quite right. And our friends today include Joe Hudson. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
And Leslie Furman. Hello, Leslie.
How are you doing, Alex?
Oh, very forward, as always, Leslie. It's still important to that. Leslie, of course, who said relegated for Middlesbrough and the prediction.
Yes. Yes.
It was reverse psychology. Yeah. You see, it's working.
Clearly.
It's
working. Yeah. Message coming across there. Mm. Yes, that's right. Francesca Furman as well. Fran, who, when you saw the line, topping Kilimanjaro for change for a smile, you thought, yeah, let's bring Kilimanjaro to Middlesbrough. And indeed, as Rob says in Flying to the Moon, the magazine, not all of us can get out to Africa, so we thought we would bring Africa over here. Scaling Kilimanjaro is a very popular fundraiser these days. Chris Moyles and others. You know, Cheryl Cole, I think, went up and did
Steve the Gibson.
Did he?
Yeah.
See, all right. Yeah. Yeah, very good. But then, you know, use the very own rosemary topping, I should say, for very same purpose. Monday, the 29th of August, Bank Holiday Monday, from 10 a.m. at the car park, Newton under Rosebery, and the challenge will be an alternative climb of Kilimanjaro. Are you up for this, Francesca?
Sounds fun. Sounds good.
Brilliant.
We should be for free. We should be.
That's good. And Rob, explain a bit more. Why is this such an important thing for changeforasmile.pixo.com?
Yes, it's supporting the kind of like local causes that often slip through the net, and two of them are at the very hospital where we're broadcasting from, and one's the children's ward, and another ward's ward 25. Some of the patients in there are people that you probably didn't know about until Gary Parkinson came. People that that with locked-in syndrome, and it's to one of the things we're fundraising for is software so that people with locked-in syndrome can communicate. Which is very important, obviously.
And as you said, as a trustee of Change for a Smile, we've locked this whole notion, and you get together as a team and scale a rosemary topping through the day until you have done the equivalent of climbing Kilimanjaro. Now, statistics need to work here. It's not stato for the flying people. Kilimanjaro is 20,000 feet tall. We haven't done a metric version of this.
Sorry.
20,000 feet imperial. A rosemary topping is about 1,000 feet. Okay. That's, in other words, 20,000 divided by 1,000 is what, Joe?
That'd be 20.
No. A tenth of the height. See, this is why he didn't do mathematics at A level. All right, so it's hang on.
No, he's right, actually.
Yeah, he's right. I trusted you, Rob. I read this whole thing out. It's a Kilimanjaro is around 20,000 feet tall, Rosebery about 1,000 feet, or a tenth of the height. It should be a 20th.
Yeah, is that what I thought?
I was a tad confused.
Yes.
Five people with two times. Exactly.
No, trust me.
Four times.
I think what
it's coordinated. A team of 10 needs to climb it once between you and five twice each.
That's the important bit.
So we are right.
Bad maths, man.
It's 20th.
So get a team of five and do it twice. Is probably the best, unless you're like a football team or some sort of sports team and you've got 10 people.
You can get some of your scout people to do this, can't you?
Well, actually, we could, but the lovely Jodie Orton will be up because
we're all going
camping and her friends. So I'm sure that Jodie
will love that.
Her in.
She'd be fantastic. Jodie Orton, one of our regular midweek drive correspondents, she'll be there. I mean, yeah, absolutely. There we are. So, third one, camps, Joy. They'll take photographs, they'll do all sorts of, they can do a round robin of the whole.
Well, what we've built into this actually is that any sort of teams or scouts or football teams who do it, they can raise money for themselves at the same time. So,
we'll do Ward 25, neurological, and as you said, Ward 22, children, surgical and trauma, both at the James Cook Hospital, which, as you rightly said, Rob, hosts lots of these Fly Me to the Moon podcasts.
Good.
I think we have done one of them from our sister studio in Siren, when we've done a telephone.
That's right.
We did do that. But, you know, we can move around if required.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, one day, we must really take Fly Me to the Moon on the road. I think we should actually go out there.
Where to Africa?
Well, yeah, exactly. we suggested we should actually go to New York on Wednesday, and I was thinking, maybe we'll do York first, and then New York sort of following on from that whole side of things. We talked about 10 men versus 9 men as far as Leeds are actually concerned. Miniature G, presumably made-up name, or did his parents actually have a laugh when they named him?
Who can say?
We'll call him Mini. No, call him Miniature G. Talking about Red Army, and the line goes, "It's a woman's game," so wailed one bloke back in 1994 when Robbie Musto saw Red for a couple of innocuous challenges against Reading at Elm Park. Of course, it's not a woman's game, says Miniature G. I'm sure Hope Powell might sort of beg to differ on this particular era. For if footballers behaved the way the girls' hockey team at my old school used to, then nobody would finish the game alive.
There you are.
Do you play hockey, Francesca?
I have done at school, but I'm not very good at it, to
be
honest.
Do they use the hockey sticks in a kind of seriously threatening way?
Some people do.
Joe, that would be you then. Hockey?
No. I didn't really do sport in it.
Was that because you just was the teacher was as much fun as the geography one?
I just didn't.
It's too busy flying.
No, just I didn't mention any names. There. I just said as much fun as the geography one. And presumably he is fun. Jeremy Aliadier, Fabrizio Ravanelli, Alan Moore, Craig Hignett, Dean Glover, James Morrison. Those are the kind of highlight tackles or the people.
Would you remember the James Morrison on Ronaldo? Well, he took him out at the very end of the game. There's a big picture of him, actually.
Yeah.
It was in the last seconds.
Just hold it up for the Burnt Hotel routine. That's a fairly interesting. It's more like a swan dive.
Sighed him down.
Morrison did what every football fan wanted to do in March 2007 when, with Borough ambling towards defeat at Old Trafford, he got fed up with their showboating Portuguese winger. And no, it's not winger, whinger.
Yeah.
And decided to amputate both his legs just above the knees. Harsh, but...
Harsh, but fair.
Well, there we are. Should have made him a cult hero, but sadly he was sold to West Brom not long after, being deemed not good enough for Borough. We got Gary O'Neill instead. The incident scared Ronaldo so much that he also left after a while, eventually joining some little-known Spanish outfit called Real Madrid, I think managed by Jose these days.
Yes.
And still losing to Barcelona.
Yeah, absolutely.
The eye poke of delight.
the eye poke of delight, exactly. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, well, he pinched someone's ear as well, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He was a little winker, let's face it, and still is in many ways. So there we are. That's Ronaldo, not, of course, Jose Mourinho. Back to Andrew Glover, who's also contributed once again in terms of these things.
In brief,
is this his column now, or has he got his own column?
Yes, I think he has established it.
3 games into the season may seem a strange time to make a prediction, but I'm going to throw one into the mix anyway. Before the season, I thought we could manage a top-half finish with a flirtation with the playoffs not out of the question. Our encouraging start this has done nothing to change my mind. He's such a miserable chap. I would have thought we'd be talking automatic proposition. I mean, you're looking at the sides there. I mean, Blackpool kind of fell by the wayside, losing to Derby. I don't think Derby have got the legs to continue onwards. Usually one or other of the promoted clubs, as we said, does quite well, but then one slips away. So you've got either Brighton or Southampton.
It depends on the end of the transfer windows for the relegated clubs as well, doesn't it?
Leicester City just spending money like there's no tomorrow, which is fair enough, obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
Sven, another sort of loss. I mean, you noticed he actually wanted to put a bid in for the player who actually scored the winning goal against him in the midweek, basically. Bristol City's scorer, effectively, somebody he wanted to buy, but obviously didn't buy him quickly enough before he scored against him playing Bristol City. As Sven would say, well, or not as the case may be. It is looking a lot brighter. I mean, when we started this thing off, we were thinking, Birmingham City, as I say, thoroughly expect a win from that point of view. Coventry City next week, then away to Burnley, away to Crystal Palace. These are winnable games.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't get carried away, but then again, why not? It's not too often that we have a chance to sort of get so as excited as this. And we've on such a brilliant run away from home. Yeah, it's going to end somewhere, but let's keep it going.
In terms of the players, you're thinking Barry Robson, we're thinking Reece Williams, we've mentioned obviously Marvin Emnes, thinking Joe Bennett.
Mm.
There seems to be a confidence now. I mean, there seems to be a sort of notion that quality is coming through on this basis.
Well, if you think that we're also signing up most of the players you've mentioned, we've been signing up on long-term deals. Mm. Marvin Emnes, for instance, a lot of people will be eyeing him up now, but... It was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Not in a kind of chatting up way, by the way. Just see, it's a kind of sorry. Well, you don't know, maybe some fans might be. Just don't go there.
But if anybody wants to buy him at the end of this transfer window, they're going to have to pay serious money, which means that's brilliant, and it's definitely the way to go. There could still be some business. There could be still somebody leaving Middlesbrough. We might be bringing several players in. The new Belgian player that might make his debut against Birmingham looks a bit good on YouTube. I know everyone always does, but he is a Belgian international, and he's got, what is it, a 1-in-4 game goal record in Belgian football. Looks quite tall. Tony Mowbray said that he makes Barry Robson look lazy. So he's got a lot of work rate. So, yeah, it's... it's definitely looking good at the moment, and let's keep it going and, as I say, bring that form back to the Riverside.
And in full force, of course, Liam Drake writing Mundane to Marvellous, the Marvin story. Who'd have thought it? Marvin Emner's show scoring 6 goals in 4 games. In fact, 12 months ago, who'd have thought Emner's would still be an employee at the football club? Swansea, of course, could have had. Instead, they actually got Leroy Lita and lost 4-0 to Manchester City. But there we are. That's fine. Carlos Tevez might be available. Just a thought there on a possible loan factor. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
It's an absence of any Fly Me to the Moon, Bark at the Moon letters. Oh, so we can't invite any of our team to do the official letter of the week reading. We haven't had that for any of the podcasts this season.
Well.
Yeah, all sort of through. But I will ask Francesca to give me a number between 1 and 10, please.
6.
Number 6. Any reason for 6?
No.
Question 6, which I know this one. I mean, Joe should actually get it simply in all sorts of ways. One of 10 top questions that Andy Wilson's put together. For which other Dutch club did former Ajax great Johan Cruyff play in his career? For which other Dutch club did former Ajax great Johan Cruyff play for in his career?
Is this PSV?
No. No. It's not. I know this because they actually, I think, played Celtic in a European Cup final, and actually it was before Ajax called up game great. They sort of were there, and they began with an F, but there we are. That's a little clue from that point of view. Leslie, I presume that you wouldn't know.
No idea. Alex.
A Dutch club beginning with F. Stop talking so rude.
It's a Feyenoord, isn't it?
You want the answer, get issue 490, Birmingham City, Fly Me to the Moon. All will be sorted out as far as that's concerned. A final plug for the M86 project. On the back for this podcast interview, it's worth it. Is it open to people to attend and to come along?
Definitely come along and about 2 o'clock, just before 2 o'clock, and you might well get a complimentary pie and Bovril.
Well, I was going to ask you about this actually, because as you said, a complimentary retro Bovril and pie for all who attend.
Yeah,
it says on the press release.
It does.
All who attend.
Mm.
Now, yeah, exactly.
I reckon a few people will pass up the opportunity, don't you?
Leslie, bring her garlic along added cloves of Bovril for the whole thing. You know,
so. I never remember Bovril being particularly popular when I used to go at the Holgate end.
It's straight.
Have you got tea instead?
Yeah. Any Bovril.
Bovril's almost like a pie in a drink, isn't it?
And let's be honest, going up to your average kind of caterers and saying, got any Bovril, is a bit like saying, got any Quo to a disc jockey, isn't it? Got any Bovril? Just go away. just stop doing it. It's not that good from that point of view. So the M86 Quadrant Project, it kicks off.
This is the launch. It's 2 o'clock at the Essen Park Gates at Riverside. And it's going to be a year of all sorts of things going on. And at the moment, there is a drop-in centre at the We Are Open pop-up gallery on Linthorpe Road.
148 Linthorpe Road.
Yeah, just near the intersection with the Borough Road. And you can go in there and give your memories of the last 25 years of the borough, or indeed of living on Teesside. And there's exhibition of Tim Hetherington's photographs on the walls, and there's various DVDs to watch and stuff like that.
You might even on Monday be able to meet Alistair Brownlee.
Voice of the borough.
He might wander among us in his own way. Again, maybe not. He may sort of recognise Leslie and say, my sister knows her. I'm going to stay well away.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about her garlic Bovril.
Joe Hudson, what do you think the result is going to be against Birmingham City?
I don't know. I think it's going to be 2-1 to Middlesbrough.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm going to say 3-0 to Middlesbrough. Leslie, what are you going to say?
Yeah, I'll agree with you, Alex. 3-0. I've got to agree with the opposite. No, we're going to lose.
All right. You're going to stick to your, tactic.
It's working.
Oh, Francesca?
Am I going to get hit if I say I actually think we will lose?
No. Just start running.
Roseberry topic that away. Okay. Yeah. Up and down, etc. And Rob, do you want to...
2-0 Middlesbrough.
Yes, that's fair enough. How do people actually manage to read some of these fantastic articles? Well, obviously they manage to read it by actually picking it up and actually sort of reading through it. But how do they get hold of the fabulous Fly Me to the Moon edition itself? How do they subscribe?
Yes.
And so on, so they get the meat of the pie, so to speak.
Yes, the meat and Bovril of them. Mm. Go to the website, www.fmttm.com. Look for subscribe. Email me at robshrug@gmail.com. Or the address is Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Brentnell Street, Middlesbrough, TS15, A for Apple, P for Pear.
Perfectly simple, straightforward and positive in its all way. And as I say, on a day which sees you celebrating your personal best as you run, this is a regular Saturday thing, of course, running the ground.
Every Saturday is about 300 plus people of all ages, from I think about 6 to 80. run around Albert Park. Some do 3 kilometres, most do 5 kilometres. It's 2.5 times, and it's a really good atmosphere. We got Colin Cooper to come down and his wife, and they really enjoyed it. And what they were doing was plugging their part in the Middlesbrough 10K, which is a couple of weeks' time. Sunday, is it the 4th of,
September?
Sunday, 4th of September, and you can sign up to run for the Finlay Cooper Fund, which is like an umbrella thing for lots of children's charities, and they will actually pay for you to enter to the race. And you don't have to be fast to do it, to be honest. You can walk around, and it's a great atmosphere because there's bands and there's people right round the route, which goes right round the south of Middlesbrough, and it's a really good day.
And past this hospital, I believe.
It does go past this hospital, yeah. It's about halfway round when you get to this hospital.
So this hospital, I realise you might be sort of thinking North Tees. What are they referring to? We're talking about the James Cook University Hospital.
We are, James Cook, yes, that's right. So you've got well round when you got here, you think, I can do it.
Mm-hmm. FinlayCooperFund.co.uk is the website for that. Joe, will you be running in that one? No. It's time to actually sort of lead us forward. And it's time we've managed to persuade a Newcastle United fan to run for us.
Oh, that's good. Maybe he'll come first.
I think he's borderline, you know.
Really?
Exactly. Very positive about that. Okay, thus ends issue 490, the companion podcast for Flying to the Moon, the Birmingham City edition, of course, with Fran, Leslie and Joe, and of course Rob Nichols. Rob, it's time for you to actually do the usual coordinating of the team as we actually wrap up with those three final sort of few words. In fact, I say that the three final words there. There are indeed 7 magical words to actually round the thing off. Away we go. A 1, a 2, a 3.
Come on, Borough!
Up the Borough!
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.